Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Virals steals third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Veerall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Veerall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Veerall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Veerall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Ag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Josephson bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. Agee moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. Agee tags and moves to third. Hansen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander is hit by the pitch. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merritt bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Belander moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Allison is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Tovar scores. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing third base. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Rich Reese now playing first base. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Agee reaches second base with a double. Elander throws the ball into Hernandez, who tags Agee trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.